we all need it badly. So help yourselves madly to fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun. It's a must since the world must be done. For there's no doubt about it, you can't live without it. It's fun, fun, fun. The birds in the trees, all the birds and the fleas and the spiders when their webs are spun. Even rabbits and mice, they all have devices for fun, fun, fun. Everyone, one, one, will have soon got the blues on the run. If from Jan to December they'll only remember.
Oh, a song divine sung by a beautiful, tall, willowy creature called Miss Patricia Ridgway. Despite her fair face, fair figure and fair voice, she only had one small piece of toast for breakfast. But when you consider what this young girl has eaten in her lifetime, 43 whole bullocks, 81 prime Hereford cows, 1,000 acres of potatoes, 207 sacks of Spanish onions, 8 warehouses of brown bread, inadvertently, a small packet of a violent purgative called Crash, 68,000 quarts of milk, 120 Danish pigs, 400 miles of pork sausages, 8,000 plates of vegetable carrot and brown Windsor soup, 1,200 weights of fish and chips, 2 entire mountains of salt, 1,700 square feet of red jelly, 148 smells of garlic. But here, let me put the microphone to her tum-tum so you can hear.
I'm so full of ideas, and here's a good one. You recall when we went to Alaska, and gold we were sure to find. All that we found was the gold in our teeth. Honey, I wish you'd left me behind. I am a gambler at heart. We two will never part. I truly admit that you're bright. With a new idea always inside. You said let's go to Vegas for a lucky break. Nothing I did ever changed our fate, but still you are my sweet maid.
Start slipping away when your teenage children prove themselves to be exactly as stupid as you used to be. Stupid, stupid. Your kids are doomed to be stupid, stupid, stupid. The curse your mama put on you came true. I hope your kids grow up and act just like you. It's a 4th of July party and the whole family's there. Little kids, teenagers, adults everywhere. Your Uncle Charlie says, have you seen my beer? I left a case of Budweiser sitting right over here. 2 hours later, your son's on his knees, puking his guts out, crying, kill me, God, please. I know this is too real to you people, isn't it? And you say, pardon me, son, have you any idea what happened to Uncle Charlie's case of beer? And he looks up at you with death on his face and says, honest dad, it must have been something I ate. Stupid, stupid, your kids are doomed to be stupid, stupid, stupid. The curse your mama put on you came true. I hope your kids grow up and act just like you. You take all your worst qualities and all of your wife's, you stir them up together till they're blended just right. Then you let that simmer for about 14 years. With 5 pounds of attitude and a couple of beers, you pour that concoction in a big baking bowl. You add 10 pounds of hormones that are out of control. And what you've created will go by the name of the everything that sucks about you both souffle. My mom is laughing her head off. She's rolling on the floor. She's saying, stop it, Don. I can't take this anymore. 'Cause the funniest thing that my mom's ever seen is me yelling at my kids for behaving like me. These are the days when your hair turns all gray and your naivete starts slipping away. When your teenage children prove themselves to be exactly as stupid as you used to be. Everybody's stupid in the balcony. Stupid. Your kids are doomed to be stupid. 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 The curse your mama put on you came true. I hope your kids grow up and act just like you.
Everything so stupid, 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 stupid. Hey, 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 hey. Maybe if I say to myself, I want to yell in my mouth. Being a kid is not bowl of cherries, not bed of roses, not piece of cake. When I act like a grown up, they say I'm precocious. When I act like a kid, they tell me that I'm hopeless.
Everything's so stupid, 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 so stupid.
Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it.
Maybe if I
say to myself, I won't have to yell at my dad. Being a kid is no laughing matter, no silver platter, no yellow brick road. When I say what I think, I say kid, you're too young. And then when I'm quiet, I say cat, caught your tongue.
Everything's so stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid. Say to ourselves, we wanted to yell at our kids. Being a grown up, no spring picnic, no daily beach, no easy street. Even if you're making their favorite treat, you can lead your kid to lunch, but you can't make them eat.
Everything's so stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
so stupid.
Say to myself, I want to yell at them.
Kulumane,
kulumane, kulumane siswe.
Singanze njani.
Bayajabula wasithanda. Yo.
Coffee cup. We'll be recording your jingle in Studio B, Mr. Wild.
Is this singer a good...
Oh, he's the best, sir.
And is the song...
Oh, it'll be the best jingle ever for Wild Ole.
Gee, I don't even know how it goes.
Well, it goes something like, Wild Ole from Libertyville, sing, sing, something, something. No pressure, no hype.
Sing.
And then something about a relaxed place in the country.
Good, very good.
Talk, more, sing.
Yeah.
Then with a big finish, Wild Ole's in Libertyville.
Fine.
Is that okay?
Let's do it.
Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's record the Wild Ole's jingle.
Fine.
Wild Ole's jingle, take one.
Wild Ole's in Libertyville, sing, sing, something, something. No pressure, no hypes, sing, sing. Relax, friendly place in the country. Talk. More sing. Big finish. Wild Ole's in Libertyville.
Well, how do you like it?
It's just like you said.
Mac, that's a wrap.
Man knows how to sing, no doubt about it.
Isn't he good?
Last night, I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. She looked so good. Couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie. But she disappeared around the corner. All All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There's a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was freaky.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Ba 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 lula oola loop bam boom. I said, hey man, cut that jive. You tell me where that chick went. But he looked at me as space as he could be, and he said these words, and I wonder what he meant. Listen.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
What does that mean? Don't you just love it. Don't you just love it. Don't you love it, don't you love it. Oh yeah, don't you love it. Don't you just love it? Boom, boom. I opened the third door, and there she was. And she whispered something very sexy and low. I tried to do the same, impress her with my style. And why I said this, I'll never know. I'll never know. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. She drove me nuts.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom,
that's about as sexy as I'm ever gonna get.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it.
I take her dancing and step on her shoes. I fix her toaster and I blow a fuse. Then I get seasick when we take a cruise. I'm the genuine original, first edition copy of Sad Sack. How can I make her love me when I take her driving and I get a flat? I take the milk out and bring in the cat. And then I sit down on top of her hat. I'm the genuine original, first edition copy of Sad Sack. How can I make her love me when I drop my ashes all over her clothes and I misplace her keys? Then for forgiveness I send her a rose, and roses always make her sneeze. The lamp is so bright, I pull out the plug. Her arms then open to give me a hug. I run to kiss her and trip on the rug. I'm the genuine original, first edition copy of Sad Sack. The original Sad Sack. I'm the genuine original, first edition copy of Sad Sack.
Mr. Lewis, I'd like to ask you this question. How do you feel about being back home?
Feels good.
Well, Jerry, what did you say when the news of your marriage broke over in London?
The news is out all over town.
Well, how did you manage to get your marriage license with your wife being so young?
I told a little lie.
Well, like Jerry Lee, where did you meet your charming wife?
Rubbing in the high school hall.
How did you propose to your wife?
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me, that's knocking.
Mr. Lewis, I see you have your attractive bride with you. Would you like to tell the audience something about her?
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the whole situation?
I'm feeling sorry.
Jerry, this question, do you think women find you attractive?
Well, I ain't bragging. It's understood.
What did you say when the London critics voiced their opinion of your show?
I know that I should leave.
Well, Jerry, here's a question rather important to our audience. Were the conservative Britons very shaken over your behavior?
Whole lot of shaking going on.
What did Queen Elizabeth say about you?
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Well, Jerry, what was your reply to the London critics?
Don't be good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lee's manager has just stepped off the plane. Let's see if he'll make a statement. Say, sir, could you come over to our microphone? Say, sir, yeah, thank you. How do you feel about the publicity Jerry Lee has been getting?
Now, believe ain't the word far away that I feel.
Well, Jerry, we'd like to wind up our little interview here, and we'd say thanks to you for taking your time. And one more final question, though. How has the whole situation left you, Jerry Lee Lewis, feeling?
Breathless.
Dear Earth cousins, we regret to inform you your application for space travel has been rejected for the following reasons.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Your ball games are much too dangerous.
Won't you wear my ring? Up around your neck.
How primitive can you get? We wear our rings on our antennas.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
If you must send more muttonicks up here, send the bird dog.
Igaboo, I'm watching you.
We have been watching you too. We don't trust you either.
Mama, look at Boo-Boo.
Your own children can't stand the sight of you. You must be very horrible creatures. You have brainwashed our ambassador, the Purple People Eater. All he does is drink tequila, do the slop, and wear those horrible short shorts.
Hello, baby. You know what I like.
We know what you like, too, but you won't find it up here.
Look alive.
Very backward people. Also, this could lead to broken necks.
Get your falling star and put it in your pocket.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to pay your light bill?
Whoa, I know, I know, I know.
That's the trouble, you earthlings know too much.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
If you're not careful, you'll all go up in smoke.
Oh, sorry now.
You will be if you come up here.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
What? Only one head? We understand you are sending a manned satellite into outer space, but can you bring him back alive?
Ambrose! Ambrose, why are you tying me to this rocket?
Shut up and keep flying.
So, dear Earth cousins, you can go to China, go to Brooklyn, go anywhere, but please don't come up here.
What can the matter be? Woo! girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
There's misery and greed. And of course you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun. But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon, and welcome to another steamy afternoon in Maine. Yeah, I know it sounds like a contradiction in terms, but it does happen. And I am, of course, your sweaty host, KBC. And today we look at another grab bag edition, because what the hell? This is number 54, if you're keeping score. We started with Spike Milligan, and that was fun, fun, fun. You and Your Big Ideas with Lucia Pamela. And like I've mentioned before, every week I find out something just bone-charring about some of the people in these songs. Lucia Pamela was not just a nutcase. She was a musical powerhouse, it turns out. She was educated at the Berlin Conservatory, the Berlin Beethoven Conservatory. She was Miss St. Louis back in 1926. She was in the Broadway Follies with Flo Ziegfeld. She's been known to memorize some 10,000 songs. Her daughter, Georgia Frontieri, was the owner of the L.A. Rams for a number of years, moved them to St. Louis, and then her son, after she died, took them back to L.A. as the L.A. Rams that we know and love today. And that album, Into Outer Space, those are all her on all the instruments, apparently. I didn't know that. But anyway, thanks to Irwin for dragging her back into everybody's consciousness. We heard from Dan White, and that was Stupid. The Stupid song was Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They've been around since 1960 when they were founded by Joseph Shabalala. And of course, you remember them from their work with Paul Simon on Graceland. Who's Knocking at My Door was, of course, the legendary Stardust Cowboy, otherwise known as Norman C. Odom. He's going to be 70 years old in September. Imagine that. Chickaboom was Van Morrison, not the one we know, but the other one. Wild Walls in Libertyville was Dick and Bert. They were a couple of ad executives who decided to strike out and make up their own commercials. You probably remember their Time magazine commercials. Then we heard from Ted Knight, Chickaboom, the other Chickaboom that we all know, from his album called Hey Guys. And then Jerry Lewis, Sad Sack. The interview with Jerry Lee Lewis, don't know who did that, but some flying saucer person. Tony Middleton and Jack Hammer, the Earth Cousins, still can't make any sense out of that one. If you're not sure why, listen to it again. You'll see what I'm talking about. And then we heard from Furious Pig, who of course had anger issues, and that was Johnny's So Long. Following that, Jeremy Spencer, an original member of Fleetwood Mac. He's going to be 69 in a week or so. And he was a member of Fleetwood Mac until sometime in 71 when he wandered off and joined the Children of God. And he had an album with a group called Steetly back in 2013. And then we heard from Weird Al Yankovic, happy birthday. In between, Hova and Belinda, who after 22 years have hung it up and are no longer on the air out in Oregon. We're going to miss them a lot. And that was, of course, the birthday holler. Want to send this out to my wife, Linda, whose birthday is this week. And to do that, I think it's best that I stop talking.
Hi, I live on the edge. Nothing matters to me. I am nuts. You know what I did today? I drank milk that expired yesterday. I don't care. Life's too short. I live for today. Okay, well, so you know what I did? I was at a deli. I bought an apple. I ate it right there without washing it first. You heard me right. I'll do it again. I don't care. Okay. I was on an escalator. I let go of the handrail. Then I put both arms up in the air. Yee!
See what it is for fortune or fame. Risking his life is only a game. He won't live in a world that is tame. Thrill seeker is his name.
You can't stop me. So impulsive. I bought a pen. I didn't even need it. I just saw it, picked it up, and bought it without planning it out, because I am so spontaneous. I live in the moment. The pen was 79 cents. I gave the cashier 80 cents, and I walked the hell away. I said, keep the penny. To her, I said that. I am nuts. Oh, I was on a bus. While it was in motion, I talked to the driver. You heard me right. I went swimming right after eating a tuna fish sandwich.
He's not in it for fortune or fame. Risking his life is only a game. He won't live in a world that is tame. Thrill seeker is his name.
I rented a movie. I'm not gonna rewind it. I mailed a letter to my friend. I didn't jiggle a mailbox lid to make sure it went all the way down. I did a TV Guide crossword puzzle in a pen, not a pencil for erasing. I went jogging in my jeans, not my sweatpants. I live on the edge. You can't stop me. Woo-hoo! Rowdy! I'm confident. I'll take you down with me. I'm topical. Yes.
Sometimes people get bossy. They yell at you, tell you what to do. Some people even hit, try to make you do things you don't want to do. You may be angry and you may be mad, and you may be feeling mean and bad, and you want to hit and bite and hurt, knock me down in the rocks and dirt, but I hold up my You can yell a lot. I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you today. I don't like you. I don't like you. Just get out of my way. I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you today. I don't like you. I don't like you. Just get out of my way.
No more. Gonna
a gun. And all those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun. I know my destiny, it's like the sun. You see the best of me when I have got my gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. And those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun. So you think you can push me around? And those people who put me down, you better get ready to run, 'cause I'm gonna get me a gun.
And ask questions later. Now I'm trigger happy every day. Well, you can't take my guns away. I got a constitutional right. Yeah, I gotta be ready if the commies attack us tonight. I'll blow their brains out with my Smith and Wesson. That oughta teach them all a darn good lesson. Now I'm trigger happy every day.
Oh yeah,
I'm trigger happy, yes I'm trigger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away. Oh, I accidentally shot Daddy last night in the den.
Shot Daddy in the den.
Mistook him in the dark for a drug-crazed Nazi again.
Drug-crazed Nazi again.
Now why'd you have to get so mad? It was just a lousy flesh wound, Dad. You know I'm trigger-happy every day. Oh, I still haven't figured out the safety of my rifle yet.
Bop-doo-wop-shoo-wop-bop-doo-wop.
Little Fluffy took around, better take him to the vet.
Bop-doo-wop-shoo-wop-bop-doo-wop.
I fill that kitty cat so full of lead. We'll have to use him for a pencil instead. Well, I'm
trigger happy every day.
Oh yeah, I'm
trigger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away. Come on and grab your ammo. What have you got to lose? We'll get all liquored up and shoot at anything that moves. Got a brand new semi-automatic weapon with a laser sight.
Shoot the kill now.
Oh, I'm praying somebody tries to break in here tonight.
Shoot the kill now.
I always keep a magnum in my trunk. You better ask yourself that you feel lucky, punk, because I'm
trigger happy every day.
Trigger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away.
Strong and bright. an Apollo, he goes walking by, and I have to follow him. The boy from Tacarembo, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz. When we meet, I feel I'm on fire and I'm breathless. Every time I inquire, how are things in Tacarembo, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz? Why, when I speak, does he vanish? Why is she acting so clannish? I wish I understood Spanish. When I tell him I think he's the end, he giggles a lot with his friends. Tall and slender, moves like a dancer, but I never seem to get any answer from the boy from Tacarembo, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz. I got the blues. Why are his trousers vermilion? His trousers are vermilion. Why does he claim he's Castilian? He says he's Castilian. Why do his friends call him Lillian? And I hear at the end of the week, he's leaving to start a boutique. Though I smile, I'm only pretending, cause I know today's the last I'll be spending with the boy from Tacarembo, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Soli Cruz. Tomorrow he sails, he's moving to Wales, to live in Chlan, Vabloch, Gwyn, Gir, Gog, Gerich, Gwyn, Drub, Chlan, Tassilio, Gog, Gog, Gog.
I'd just like to get in tune here, if I can. Okay, that's got it.
Well, you think it's easy, babe, I'm moaning about this rotten old world.
Yeah.
And how miserable it is for a teenage boy and girl.
Yeah.
And you think it's easy crying out to be free and letting the authorities know how they wronged both you and me. Oh, well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Good God, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't. Oh, God. I marched out in front of the White House shouting how I hate old Uncle Sam. And I laid myself down in the gutter crying out against the war in Vietnam. Oh, you think it's easy singing about misery and how the world is up a creek when you're making over $4,000 a week? Oh, well, it ain't.
I seem to get stuck on my harmonica. Sorry.
Oh, well, it ain't. Oh, God, it ain't.
The guitar, too. It's very embarrassing. I wish you could see this. There's a million pieces here. $150 guitar.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of seeing you. Oh, that face. My poor heart was praying to hear the groom saying,
I do, I do, I do. Oh, that poor fish. I'm sorry. You trip down the aisle, fell flat on your... Smile, your father was lauded too. What a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was to last we got rid of you.
Mm-hmm. at a party, some five venter. And the man a drunk and the man a drunk and a boom. Flying high, mosquito flying low. Mosquito, I will let on you. Mosquito wouldn't fly no more.
All right, we're back again, and I have more to tell you. You just wait. We started with a guy named Fred Stoller. It was called Thrill Seeker. I don't know if he was a stand-up comedian or he was in movies and TV and stuff. I found him on Wikipedia, but it didn't say anything about recording, so I can't be sure. We heard The Angry Song from Patti Zietlin and Marsha Berman. Cat Stevens after that, born as Stephen Dimitri Giorgio, and now known himself as Yousef Islam. And that's I'm Gonna Get Me a Gun, Don't Get Nervous. Weird Al Yankovic and Trigger Happy. Let Him Eat Surf was The Surf and Lungs. That's right, you heard me right, The Surf and Lungs. I don't name them, I just report them. And then Me, Myself, and I, an album that apparently I only have. It's on tape and it's bizarre. That is What If One Day, probably the most sane thing on that album. And then we heard from Linda Lavin from the Stephen Sondheim Mad Show from 1966, co-written with Mary Rogers, who was the Rogers and Hammerstein's Rogers' daughter, just so you know. And that was the boy from, and if you're curious where he was from, it was Tacaremba, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Melipas, Zacatecas, La Junta del Sol y Cruz. Okay? Say that three times fast. And don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. And then after that, from the same show, The Mad Show, Richard Libertini. Well, it ain't. And he was a character actor from way back. He was in The In-Laws. He was in Popeye. A whole bunch of movies. I saw the list he was in. I've seen most of them. Very distinctive-looking, wacky-looking guy. Died in 2016. Spike Jones, after that, I Went to Your Wedding. And then Callie Ballou, Lonely Teardrops. You remember Callie Ballou. Callie Ballou, the album Callie Ballou Takes the Forest Children on a Journey of Cosmic Remembrance. Do you remember that one? Yeah, you know, all these weird things. But this was something else she did. It was the only other example of something I ever found of her. And I'm glad to bring it to you because somebody's got to do it, you know? And then we heard from Joseph Spence from the Bahamas. That was Conch Ain't Got No Bone. I love Joseph Spence. One of these days we're going to do an entire show on him. So you are warned. All right, so that brings us up to where we are now. Once again, I want to wish my wife a very happy birthday. She's got a birthday coming up this week. It's a significant one, and she's not too happy about it. So, Linda, I love you very much, and your age does not matter to me because you'll always be younger than me, so don't feel so bad. Anyway, I will be back with another mess of something kind of goodness next week because that's what I do. I come back every week. You can't get rid of me. I'm the bad penny of podcasting. And okay, I think that about says it. But anyway, I got two more for you, summer centric sort of, and I'll see you next week.
On a curb and put a price on it. Let's have a yard sale. We'll have a yard sale. You got a lamp on a stand that don't have a shade. You got something weird that your grandma made. You got the kind of junk you can't give away. So put an ad in the paper and Saturday we'll have a yard sale. We'll have a yard sale. Why shop at a regular store when out here you don't buy more? Everything you see is sold as is. Come over here, honey, take a look at this. It's a yard sale. You got a toy alligator, a doll with no hair. You got some genuine chrome-plated silverware. You got an exercise bike with a broken chain and a pet you never liked. But at least it's framed. You ain't got room to swing a cat. Where in the world you find a thing like that? But at a yard sale, why shop at a regular store when out here you gotta buy more? Everything you see is sold as is. Come over here, honey, take a look at this. That's a yard sale. Give you 25 cents for that toaster oven.
That toaster oven's worth a dollar.
I ain't paying a dollar.
It's worth it. It's practically
new. 25 cents.
It works.
It's got rust on the rack.
It's got a rack. 50 cents.
All right, so I bought a lawnmower. It don't cut grass. It ain't going nowhere. It's out of gas. I know I don't need it. I know I don't want it. But I couldn't resist it when I saw the price on it at a yard sale. I was at a yard sale. I was at a yard sale.
Sir, to Mrs. Elena Kratt, for two guineas. Lot number four.
Take him up.
One mahogany bedside cabinet with flowered porcelain nature receptacle. One folk loom twill and leash antimacassar. One Hepplewhite telescope tripod with a tarnished brass securing screw. One imitable Martian mahram. One imitation marble washstand with purification dish and fish attachment. One anti-burglar self-preservator head bludgeon, sand-filled and hand-sewn brown leather. Two cleverly and quandric hand-operated brown oak candle holders with additional string. One stuffed Galapagos giant turtle on wheels with clockwork revolving eyes. Two bottles of imitation wax fruit. One banana ruefully chipped. Once the property of the late Lord Frederick Crapton Lee of Monmouth. One brown... with extra string. One brown leather and maquette fireside chair. One engraved Capuc-filled Arctic tea cozy with additional string and computer. One brass iron-bound bedstead with spring head manipulator and foot-operated mallet. A similar lot. Several and a half pairs of brown damask curtains with foam rubber lining, well known in Belgravia. One cut glass Delft claret decanter with extra string. One brass and metal 3'6" bedstead with hair cord anti-tick mattress and sundry attachments. A similar lot. Another lot. One collection of high altitude eagle studies. Two volumes on how to wean vultures. One volume on how to leave vultures alone. Collection of unknotted string in hand-twined balls, and vice versa, whichever be greater to the power of 10. 14 man-mounted ivory monkeys cut from single wrought iron elephant tusk and signed Jim Yakamoto of Leeds. One kiln-fired clay hairy Alsatian answering to the name of Tom, Dick, or Harry, and in that order. One Sheridan stirrup cup in squatted bronze and mead lux, the property of the corn hunt, and a similar lot. One box of brown hair cord buttons, each containing 2 or 4 perforations. A similar lot. One early X-ray photo of Florence Nightingale's teeth facing east. Extra string in abundance. One child's hangman's kit, once used. 2 heavy brown boxes on brass stilts. One polished monogram brass bound box containing 3 pairs of domestic knee protectors. One throat mallet. One small brown pot containing another small brown pot. One iron bound Uncle Frightener in 3-foot length. One anti-disintegrator in matted hair cord. One pair of anonymous fruit bowls with appliances to boot.